Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Emergency episode of Gutball Cutthroat, taking a deep dive into the Glenn Maxwell golf cart concussion.
Yes, I can't even remember the last time we did an emergency episode, but this definitely warrants one, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the deep dive is what Glenn Maxwell did off the back of the golf cart,
right? He certainly did. Oh, this is what we hear. So we should probably start with some background on everything we know.
What do we know from the official statement from Cricket Australia?
So Cricket Australia's official statement said there was an unfortunate accident at a team golf day on Monday in which Glenn Maxwell fell from a golf cart and suffered a concussion. Maxwell has been assessed by CA medical staff and been ruled out of Saturday's World Cup match against England. He will continue to be assessed. The accident occurred during a scheduled day off and there is no further injury beyond the concussion.
Mm.
So yeah, so that's the background of what we've got. And I think we had some further information from Andrew McDonald.
Yeah, it might have been a later interview. He elaborated further. So Andrew McDonald's been the spokesperson on the whole thing.
Yeah.
We haven't heard, as far as I know, from any players.
Or Glenn Maxwell
himself. That feels very deliberate to me. But anyway, in transporting him back from the clubhouse to the team bus, Glenn Maxwell came off the back of a cart and has suffered a small concussion. So he will go into concussion protocols for the next period of time. What a euphemism, concussion protocols. And will unfortunately miss the England game.
I like how they're all using unfortunately.
Is that a threat or a promise or is it a punishment or a reward? What
do
you reckon?
It could be anything, yeah. Well, we'll take them at their word for now, but we will dive a little deeper.
So McDonald said, the guys were ferried off on carts. Of course they were.
Mm.
Glenn and a few other players jumped on the back of the carts and unfortunately he lost his grip on the way back to the team bus and sustained that injury.
Yes.
And he said it was a clear-cut accident. He's an important player for us. Hopefully it's just the one game he misses. Hopefully it's just the one golf cart he falls off. He's doing fine. He'll start some light exercise today and we feel as if it'll be reasonably straightforward run to return to play protocol and run to the finals.
Mm.
I suppose the fortunate part was there was no other injury sustained, which could have been a lot worse than it was. We know he has a weak leg.
Mm.
It rattled everyone. To be fair, well, I guess the golf cart must have been rattling along.
Very rattled.
Yes.
We've had the rattled ashes. This is now the rattled golf cart.
That's right. The golf cart rattling over the gravel and it's just surprising they didn't all fall off. It rattled everyone, to be fair. It came to the conclusion there was a concussion and he was going to miss a game. There was nothing untoward in the behaviour throughout the day. It was a clear-cut accident.
Yes. So it's always a bit of a concern when they have to go out of their way to say there was nothing untoward in the behaviour, right?
Yes. Except that hanging on the back of golf carts probably isn't the best behaviour.
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, I would have thought Glenn Maxwell had a stronger grip than that. He's a very strong man. He's got very powerful wrists.
And also, it's a really good type of exercise, that balancing.
Mm.
You know, one foot, one hand probably. It's an excellent kind of exercise for them for their flexibility and their balance,
yes.
I would have thought.
Yeah. So anyway, the first thing that most people started criticising once this news came out was, you know, golf in itself. Why are the players playing golf? It's an inherently risky sport. We know this from whenever cricketers play golf.
They always injure themselves, yep. Except for Lisa Healy. She hasn't, as far as we know, injured herself.
Yeah, she's her just handicap's
far
dogs.
Too low. Yeah. The dogs are not on the course.
Presumably not. So, yeah. So, just going over the most recent injuries that we've got. We've had Johnny Bairstow broke his leg playing golf a year ago. Sometime last year as well, Josh Inglis was left with a severely cut hand that put him in hospital. The handle of the club he was swinging snapped and cut his hand open. Jimmy Anderson had a ball rebound off a tree and hit him in the nuts, much to Stuart Broad's amusement.
I had forgotten all about that. That was so beautifully filmed as well and shared on social media. We didn't get any sharing of this particular incident.
No, no. And perhaps most tragically, there was an incident last year as well, where Joe Root was seen playing golf with Michael Vaughan, Kevin Peterson and Piers Morgan.
My God, that's the worst injury of all.
It's very, very bad.
It's very bad indeed. So why do cricketers not do something safer in their
There's lots of safer things they could be doing,
right? Yeah, that's right.
Free solo climbing mountains without any protective gear. Or
bungee jumping.
Yeah, swimming with sharks.
Cave
literally
diving.
Anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Anyway, so golf, I mean, the golf is not just relaxation, right? It is a form of the day off, but still kind of exercising their skills.
It's exercising their skills.
Not just their balance, as I mentioned before, but it's also swinging bats and so on.
Yeah,
clubs.
It's practicing their swing. Most importantly, I think, it's helping them learn how to deal with the slower ball, because you don't get any slower than stationary, right?
No, that's right.
So a ball not moving is the slowest possible ball, and if you can hit that well, which is what golf trains you to do, then, you know, assuming you're confident up to a certain level of speed, you should be able to interpolate between those two to be confident at any level below that speed. Changes of pace won't impact you. So that's why they always have to play golf.
I feel like it's mandatory. I mean, McDonald told them they had to go and play golf. It was mandatory on their day off.
They had no choice. They were probably saying, not golf, it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Coach, and they're like, no, you have to go do it. He's cracking the whip. Off you go. Go over, hit around.
It begs the question why they don't go out there in the middle before the match and actually be hitting golf balls around.
Yep.
The MCG or whatever as a bit of a warm-up.
MCG
should
have
a
driving range set up. The players can go there, have a few swings into the nets. I mean, they've got nets there.
You've got
some batters in the nets. You've got some others, you know, hitting golf balls into the side of the nets.
That's right, exactly.
I think that would work perfectly. So
one guy at one end hitting off a tee and the other guy at the other end hitting it with a cricket bat.
Yeah.
I think that would be perfect.
Yes. But I guess if they do have to play golf. Mm. There's no choice there.
So how can we make it safer then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good thing is that there was a concussion protocol in place for this incident.
For golf? A golf concussion protocol.
Yep, so Marnus subbing in. As soon as Maxwell was injured, Marnus subbed straight in. He completed the 18 holes for him. Ended up 3 under par, I think. He's a great, great concussion substitute, is Marnus.
Great substitute.
Yeah, so he did well. But, you still don't want the players.
He subs in every time, doesn't he? He does, subbed in for Inglis, subbed in for Anderson.
Yep.
He's there subbing in for everyone. He's just spending most of his time playing golf.
Playing golf, yeah. But not starting the round, just completing the round.
Maybe he's not playing cricket that well. He's been playing too much golf.
Yes. But we don't want the players to get concussed in the first place. I mean, as good as Marnus is, it's still, you know, let's not get the head injuries.
Yeah.
So I think the obvious solution is make batting helmets mandatory while they're playing golf.
Yeah, and particularly when they're on the cart.
Yes.
But all the time. I mean, you know, it is pretty easy to be hit in the head by golf. Golfers are not very accurate. You can be standing off to one side and someone will hit a ball off the toe and it'll go at a right angle.
Mm.
So everyone should be wearing helmets. I think that's a very good idea.
At all times. And you know, if you're a cricketer and you hear the word four, you may think it's going along the ground when in fact it could be in the sky coming down at you. They don't shout six, they shout four, and it's very confusing.
That's very confusing, isn't it? Mm. Whether it's in the sky or on the ground.
And they should probably be completely kitted up.
Why not wear the whole thing?
Yeah.
All of the protective equipment.
Jimmy Anderson would have done very well if he'd had a box on. He would have been perfectly able to continue.
Yeah.
Bairstow probably wouldn't have been injured if he'd had some pads on.
Yep.
Josh Inglis, if he had his gloves.
Yeah.
Fine. So, and obviously, you know, if Joe Root had been fully kitted up, he could probably have snuck somebody else in there to play with those other horrible people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I think full kit playing golf.
Massive benefit. They can wear their full outfits as well.
Yeah.
You know, to their full team kit.
Yep.
Because everyone knows golf clothes are terrible. So they may as well be wearing their one day kit.
Yeah. It's all full splashy and flashy. I mean, and if you're a professional cricketer for long enough, you've got all kinds of different kits because they change them every other year.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're in the canary yellow, sometimes you're in the green, sometimes you're in all kinds of flashy clothes.
I think that's perfect. So full kit.
Mm. And
what about when they're putting? Do they need the helmet on when they're putting? How dangerous is putting?
Oh, I still think it's pretty dangerous.
Has anyone injured themselves putting? I feel like someone has.
Probably, almost certainly.
I think the most risky thing for putting is accidentally standing in the hole and twisting your ankle.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't rule that out with some of these players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe they could take their helmets off to putt and put the baggy green on while they're putting.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. Yes.
Just to appease the traditionalists.
Well, yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's an obvious solution.
I think we've
solved
that. So that part of the game is safer at least. But what about what Maxwell did, which he managed to get 18 holes done, but he couldn't actually get in the transport situation on the cart or off the cart without falling off.
Yeah, so the fixing up the cart is obviously the next thing that we have to sort out.
Can we ban all golf carts?
Well, maybe. I mean, the problem is Australia's walkers, right?
No, that's right.
They need a cart to be driven around.
They need a cart, of course, yes.
So, yeah, that's the big problem there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the big question here, and this hasn't been revealed in any of the press releases or McDonald's statements, is who was driving the golf cart when Maxwell fell off?
No one has mentioned this.
No one has mentioned
Nobody.
It.
Nobody.
I mean,
I mean, who do we think? I mean, it's obviously going to be someone who benefits from Maxwell being left out of the game. Right?
Well, that's what concerns me. My concern is that it's Cameron Green.
Is he even old enough to have a license?
I'm not sure because he's been playing cricket so long. Yeah. He probably hasn't. Like, he might have his L's, but probably not much more than that.
Probably doesn't. Even if he's on his P's, are you allowed to drive a golf cart on
probably
your P's?
Probably not. And they probably just stuck him in there because it looks funny to have such a big dude in the front, all crammed in, trying to drive
a tiny little cart.
Yeah. So that's probably what's happened.
Yes.
But even if it's not Cameron Green, the thing that concerns me the most is that kind of this subliminal effect of Maxwell's batting in this World Cup. We know he scored the fastest ever World Cup century off 40 balls. Does that subliminally influence the driver to go faster than they should be? Knowing that you've got Maxwell, knowing how much Maxwell loves to score fast, does it make you think, I should probably drive fast with Maxwell in the back?
Yes. And maybe it's not even subliminal. Maybe Maxwell's just at the back going, drive faster.
Faster, faster, faster.
I can imagine that too.
Yeah, that's very, very possible.
So we need the driver that has the greatest mental strength then. Mm. So who is that? Is that Steve Smith we want driving the golf cart?
Steve Smith is pretty determined, yeah.
Does he play golf? He goes bowling, doesn't he?
Does he? Wouldn't put it past
him. He goes to the tennis. He doesn't play golf. He goes to the tennis and goes bowling, I think.
And he spends a lot of time naming his bats and picking them up blindfolded.
Juggling his bats.
Yeah. So you get someone with greater mental strength, or you teach them how to be stronger. You hypnotize them or something.
Or Maxwell could be driving. That's another option.
That could be another solution as well.
So you're thinking we need an expert golf cart. Like, is there such a thing? An expert golf cart driver race cart sort of
Maybe that's a solution. Maybe we do get some Formula One. Maybe we get Max Verstappen from the Formula One. He's experienced at driving fast. If Maxwell wants you to drive his golf cart as fast as possible, you get somebody in there who's trained to drive fast.
How does that help Maxwell, who's trying to hang on by one hand?
Because this guy knows how to drive. He's not gonna drive jerkily go into a ditch or whatever. Whoever was driving this obviously doesn't drive smoothly enough for Maxwell to hang on. So, I mean, it probably costs a lot of money to get a Formula One driver in there. But
Cricket
Australia's got money. Yeah. Pay them the money. It'd be worth it to keep Maxwell safe, I say.
Who else could have been driving?
Not sure. I mean, it could have been Marcus Stoinis.
Could have been Travis Head. I mean, we know his arm's a bit weak.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what concerns me is that if this theory is true, that it's the fast scoring ones who encourage the drivers to go faster.
Mm.
If Travis Head is in a different golf cart, he also scores very quickly.
Yeah.
He's got he's got a weak hand. He won't be able to hang on either.
No.
So what if you got two drivers now influenced to go hell for leather because Maxwell and Travis Head want to race around the golf course like idiots?
Mm. I think they all need more practice with these golf carts. We should introduce golf carts into the cricket game.
Yes.
Into the outfield.
Well, they've got the ones where they bring on the drinks. Yeah.
Bring on the drinks with them. Why not have them in the outfield?
Who drives the drink cart?
Oh, that's a good question. I hope so.
Yeah.
I've never noticed. We need to pay more attention next time.
We'll definitely have to pay more attention because that whoever is, if it's the 12th man, then they should be the ones driving the golf carts. They should have professional golf cart, drinks cart drivers.
Were they having a race, I wonder? Is this something carts and were they having a race?
Yeah, this is what I'm concerned about.
Maxwell put two carts next to each other, they're automatically having a race. You don't even have to question it. Like, it's automatically a race, right?
You got Maxwell on the back of one, you got Head on the back of the other.
Yes.
They're both going, we love going fast. Let's go as fast as we can. They probably had to, duck and avoid Heinrich Klassen and Quinton de cock, cutting across in the other direction.
Of course. We don't know how many other teams were out there on the golf course.
Yeah, that's anything.
In different
carts. Yeah. I mean, the only other solution I could think of is to get the slower batters, your Marnuses and your Smiths, to like a buddy system where they're on the back. So Marnus has teamed up with Maxwell. On average, you know, Maxwell's going fast, 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 and Marnus going, oh, no, no, let's slow it down, let's slow it down. You got Smith on with Head.
Well, they could be the drivers, couldn't they? Marnus in one and Smith in the other. I can't see Smith engaging in a golf cart race.
No, it's far, far too silly for him.
Yeah.
And I guess the other issue was, you know, is this a known danger spot on the golf course? Mm. Is this a, you know, has it got a history of being a place where cricketers are known to fall off when they're playing golf?
Well, they need to put more bunkers there so that when they fall off, they have a bit more of a soft landing. I mean, you're not getting a concussion falling in a bunker, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have thought so.
No. It's a nice soft landing. Yeah. It's perfect.
I guess the other thing is we have to look at the carts themselves. Like if, you know, if we can't control the drivers sufficiently, is there some kind of seatbelt or airbag situation we could work on to make sure that if these guys are going to drive like idiots, at least when they get into an inevitable accident, nothing
terrible
happens.
That's right. We need
electronic
stability control. We need anti-lock braking. Yep. We need automatic lane assist.
Mm.
All of those things would probably not make any difference to a golf cart.
I mean, at the very least, you could get. I'd just like to see some golf carts crash tested with fully kitted up cricket crash test dummies. Drive them into a tree or a bunker or something, and just see what happens.
Yeah.
See if you got all these dummy cricketers fall off.
I mean, we know that they should have been wearing their seatbelts.
Mm.
Very dangerous indeed.
But what kind of seatbelts do you use if you're kind of hanging on the back? You've pretty much got to be strapped in if you want to stand on the back, right?
Yeah, well, we all know that hanging on the back of a vehicle is probably not the position you should be in. It's probably not the conventional position.
No.
I think that's a position that golf clubs are supposed to be in, like hanging on the back.
Mm. So I think the players who are on the back should be strapped in properly.
Yes.
They should be, you know, like Hannibal Lecter style, they should be completely strapped in there.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, the players, you know, some idiot veers into a water hazard and then you've got players strapped into the back of a golf cart unable to escape, which is
pretty
good.
I think we definitely need some better designed golf carts here, suitable for really silly cricketers.
Yes. I'm thinking like water-soluble screws. So if the cricketers are strapped into the golf cart, but if, you know, one of them drives into the water, then the golf cart completely disintegrates. All the screws disintegrate and it falls to pieces and they can just float to the top because they're wearing life jackets as well.
Yes. Very bizarre now.
I mean, it'll cost a lot to develop this kind of prototype, but it's worth it. I mean, Cricket Australia have got to do something.
Is it worth it?
They've got to play golf.
Now, there is an extra factor here that there were no booze buses out there on the golf course.
Yes. I mean, they haven't said they've been anything other than purely sober.
No, nothing's been said about alcohol.
No, but nothing hasn't been said.
Nothing's been said about the lack of alcohol.
Yeah.
I also like Andrew McDonald. He's been honest with the information he's provided. That suggests there's some very honest information that we are not being provided with. So no, I think we do need the random breath testing on the golf course.
I would like to see random breath testing on the golf course, if only so we could have like an RBT Australian Cricketers golf show.
Yeah, I think people would watch that.
Yeah, I think it would be very good. Australian cricketers being pulled over, told to blow into a bag, and we get to see what they've done.
Whether it adds to their handicap or not.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see Grace Harris being pulled over after a few drinks at lunch. She goes, oh, stuff it, I'll just blow into it. And she has a go. And then we cut to a commercial break before we see whether she's over the limit or not. I think that's very exciting. So
we've gone a little off the topic here of golf. But Maxwell I love the fact that he's absent for this England match and no one gives a shit because, you know, England might beat us or we might beat them. It has no bearing at all on the tournament.
Yeah, pretty much. But I do think there are some potentially legal ramifications of Maxwell's tumble because I think he has pretty much violated England's, you know, trademark claims as the most ridiculous team in this tournament.
Ah, right.
Because if an England player had fallen off, everyone would go, well, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's not quite good.
David Willey's pretty much due to fall off something.
Yes. Well, he's fallen off the team pretty much. He said, I'm out here.
That's right.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, Australia did start the tournament pretty silly, but in retrospect, they lost to India and South Africa.
Oh, they've steadied ridiculously, haven't they?
So they're not as funny as England. I mean, we did have Pat Cummins in a press conference the other day. He was caught. He couldn't even keep a straight face when asked about how England were going.
He had a nice giggle about that.
Yeah. So I think, clear breach by Maxwell here. Because England did have comedy moments prepared for the day, right?
Well, Bazball has now been, is it word of the year or is it just been entered chucked into the dictionary?
I think Adam Collins, it's the Collins English Dictionary. So right. Friend of the podcast, Adam Collins, makes a dictionary every year.
Does he?
And he put Bazball into it this year.
Okay.
So yeah, so that was one of their comedy moments. And then as you mentioned, David Willey had another one lined up.
Yeah, retiring just because he's sick of the team not performing, I presume.
I think that's what it was, yeah. He didn't get a contract. I don't know why he wants a contract with this terrible team.
Yeah.
So he said, nah, I'm out of here.
I'm out.
Yeah. So I think Cricket Australia can expect a cease and desist letter from the ECB.
I mean, England are pretty annoyed at us for doing a special podcast all about one antic from Maxwell when England have clearly been the front runners here and they didn't get an isolated podcast about their antics.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you should bring this one to an end then.
All right, have we finished?
Yeah, that'll do it then. Sorry, okay. Sorry, England.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's the end of our episode.
I think we've covered off the World Cup convincingly.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything off. Anyway, you have been listening to me. I'm Dan Lipke. I'm at Leib Cricket.
And Kat Jones at Cricket Bat Kat. And we're still on Twitter X, but we are also on other places. So come and join us on Blue Sky. Blue Sky is much more fun.
If you need a invitation code, hit us up.
I think we might be able to find some.
Yeah, but hit us up. We'll try and find you one anyway. You can also follow us on Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter or like us on Facebook by searching for Can't Bowl Can't Throw. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter at newsletter.leibcricket.com for all your World Cup content.
Mm.
And we will see you next time.
See you later.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.